Let's go to Adam Duggan. Probably today, Ray, it would be fair to say this is the horse that we're looking forward to seeing the most. Sir Elton, who's been very impressive and on the provincials. Morning to you, Adam.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you?
Terrific, mate. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, looking forward to this. After its last win, I rang you the next morning and you said, gee, the bloodstock agents didn't muck around. Has it quietened off?
Yeah, it has the last week. But, yeah, the week preceding Wyong, was a bit hectic. I had to turn my phone off a couple of times. But, they've left me alone this week, which has been great. But now it's been the journalist. So, yeah, but it's not a bad problem to have.
Well, I'm about to say, at least the phones ring, which is a good thing.
Exactly right.
Adam, I guess... if he comes out and does well again today, the phones will be ringing from Hong Kong, etc. I suppose every horse has a price, but is a horse like Sir Elton for sale?
The short answer is no. Mm-hmm. So I'll turn this radio off. The short answer is probably no. Just going on, talking to the owners, they're pretty keen to hold on to him. And, I think if they were going to sell him, they probably would have sold him for what they were offered. So, I don't think I've got a real good idea that nothing will change if he wins again today.
Well, fair enough. Well, as Andrew said, Adam, he's definitely the most exciting horse racing this afternoon. His two wins, well, you just got to trust your eye. He was super impressive at Gosford, ran time, came out again at Wyong, did exactly the same thing. I guess the one question everyone wants to know, Adam, is what you're thinking is re the heavy track this afternoon. He hasn't raced on anything worse than a soft five. Can he translate that same brilliance to these heavy track conditions?
I think he can. I've got a bit of confidence in him just off what I've seen on the wet tracks that he's worked on. Mm-hmm. He trialled on a heavy nine at Newcastle there. It's only a barrier trial, but he did get across the ground really well that day in his first trial. But probably more so in the last few weeks, we've worked on some really heavy tracks here. You know, tracks that you're just about, they're just about closed, the tracks. And, he just gets across them really effortlessly. Like sort of probably most of them horses that do handle them sort of tracks do.
Yep.
He just hasn't really got any deficiencies that I've seen at this stage.
That's encouraging. Adam, out for our Sky Thoroughbred Central viewers, they were just watching a replay of his Wyong win. Tommy Berry rode him that day. He wore the blinkers. Was it Tommy's recommendation to take the blinkers off this afternoon?
Yeah, it was. I'd had a conversation with Tommy pre-race, saying that I'd, just been sort of, mulling over the idea of taking the blinkers off. He had both his barrier trials without the blinkers. I'd use the blinkers just as a bit of a tool, just to focus him a bit in his track work leading into the trials. I knew what sort of effect they had on him. So I just kept them up my sleeve. I wasn't going to put the blinkers on his first start, and then I just sort of had a last minute sort of change in my own mind. We'd already been offered a bit of money for him and that sort of thing, and I felt I was under a little bit of pressure for him to perform really well. So I put them on. They done the job, and, we went to Wyong. And then again, I still thought about taking them off, but just around that small track with a short straight, I thought I might leave them on again. Mm-hmm. But Tommy assures me that now's the time to take them off.
Yep, fair enough.
And, just get him maybe to conserve a little bit more energy during the run as he gets up in grade a bit.
Well, the last question I was going to ask, Adam, he's led at both his starts today. You've drawn a little awkwardly and there's speed drawn inside you. Smallish feel, but still that they're not going to hand up to Huey on Sir Elton. Where would you like to see Huey settle on Sir Elton today?
Look, I'd probably like to see him take a sit in both his first and his second start, and it hasn't eventuated. He's just sort of bounded out in front his first start. And then his second start, obviously, from barrier one. Tommy wasn't real keen on being caught in behind the leaders unless they went really quick.
Yep.
And he said when he asked him to quicken along the inside there to contest the lead, he said he wasn't having a bar sort of coming back either. So But I reckon today there's a little bit more speed in the race than there has been. I can see him being third, fourth today. Sure.
Looking forward to it. Adam, you've handled this horse beautifully so far. The very best of luck this afternoon. Everyone's looking forward to seeing him make his city debut, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Adam.
Good on you, Adam. Adam Duggan there with Sir Elton lining up in the third race today at 12:40.